finde es insgesamt immer spannend, wenn
I find Deutsch, it exciting when German doesn't Deutsch sound klingt, all that German, but so softer and more melodic. Klingt, it's always a challenge for me to try to make German sound cool.
Ich finde es auf jeden Fall immer sehr herausfordernd, dass das cool klingt.
Ich finde das total schön, was du sagst.
I dig what you say about a core meaning. I don't want a core meaning either. I figure that's the way it is in life, just like in our songs. Lots and lots of stuff going on simultaneously, multiple levels coexisting, which have to coexist, and may even contradict each other. I'm totally okay with that.
Und ich finde das völlig okay.
What's my favorite German word? Well, this is not easy. I will say... Eichhörnchen.
Welcome to Popcast number 201, our October edition of this co-production by the Goethe-Institut and Zündfunk Bayern 2. After our special long-playing 200th edition last month, which featured the team behind the scenes of this long-running podcast about popular music from Germany, we'll be returning to our normal short-form podcast for the October edition, showcasing, as usual, a handful of albums made in Germany, this time around in Leipzig and Berlin. Let's open with Die Höchste Eisenbahn, a band who say a song's like a glass you can fill up with whatever you please.
Ein Dorf, ein Hof, wo die Großeltern wohnen. Ein Rad, ein Schloss, Zahlenkombination. Dein Blick, mein Blick, zwei Farben, die sich streiten. Ich ja, du nein, wir meinen das Gleiche. Seit du weg bist, bin ich ein Idiot. Seit du weg bist, ich hab nichts gefühlt, ich war nicht mal da, wo du. Wer was anderes sagt, lügt. Wir waren beide kalt, als wir uns wieder sahen. Es war nicht einfach und wir hatten nur ein Bett, ein Tisch, ein Schrank aus Luft, ein bekanntes Gefühl, eine Panne vorm Ziel, eine Stimme, die sagt, wenn du jetzt nichts tust, ist das Spiel vorbei und wir beide haben mehr verdient.
Wir beide haben mehr verdient. Seit du weg bist, bin ich ein Idiot. Seit du weg bist, was ich endlich sieht und sich satt hat, wie ein Stein den Berg runterrollt und alles platt macht, was man nie verstehen, aber lieben kann. Wenn wir uns wiedersehen, schreien wir uns wieder an. Wenn wir uns wiedersehen, schreien wir uns wieder. Wenn wir uns wiedersehen, schreien wir uns wieder an. Seit du weg bist, bin ich ein Idiot. Seit du weg bist.
Die Höchste Eisenbahn's new album is called Wenn wir uns wiedersehen, schreien wir uns wieder an. When we meet again, we'll start yelling at each other again. The album title is a line from their song Seit du weg bist, meaning since you've been gone. After a six-year break, this Berlin foursome are back at long last with their two vocalists, Francesco Wilking and Moritz Krämer, at the helm. Die Höchste Eisenbahn are also known for a spin-off band called The Krucki Gang, as well as various solo albums, a podcast, and as guest and studio musicians for the likes of Olli Schulz, Kid Kopphausen, and Tomte, so they're really in with the German music scene. The name of the band, by the way, Die Höchste Eisenbahn, means literally the highest railway, but is actually just a funny way to say in German Höchste Zeit, in other words, it's high time. On their four albums over the past 15 years, they sound like a Berlin take on the French band Phoenix or the American rock band Vampire Weekend. It's positive, propulsive indie pop, though too nuanced for arena or stadium rock concerts. The band are going strong nonetheless. Their latest album has already reached the top 40 on the German charts. I asked Francesco Wilking what the album title's all about.
Wenn wir uns wiedersehen, schreien wir uns wieder an.
When we meet again, we'll start yelling at each other again. Is a tribute to the film Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. It's about when you argue, then make up, and delude yourself into thinking everything is all right again now, everything's fine for good, which is, of course, nonsense. You will always fall out again. Then again, things will always be great again, and they'll always be awful again. Ralf Sommer appreciates any allusion to Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, one of his all-time favorite films. This 2004 romantic drama by French director Michel Gondry about erasing painful memories stars Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet as a couple in an eternal on-again, off-again loop. In a 2016 BBC poll, film critics around the world ranked it the sixth greatest film of the 21st century. It's clearly an important movie to Francesco Wilking, too. One of the new songs, called Bürotage, or Office Days, is about unreliable people. Another one, Ich komme nach, I'll be right there, is about unpunctual people. Wilking feels there's something anarchic about their song Gitarre erst in Blau, Guitar Doctor Blue. Then again, it's hard for listeners to pin down what exactly Die Höchste Eisenbahn songs are about. Wilkings fellow singer Moritz Krämer concurs. I know what you mean. But Francesco and I often discuss certain subjects or premises, which then serve as a basis for the lyrics. But we like songs that are like glasses you fill yourself. Then again, sometimes you can't think of anything else to fill them with, and you can't say exactly what they're about. I can see that for sure. That was Moritz Krämer, singer and guitarist in Die Höchste Eisenbahn, talking about the band's desultory lyrics. Francesco Wilking, the other singer and guitarist in the band, says lyrics don't need to have a core meaning to which everything else is subordinated. He prefers simultaneity, coexisting strands or levels of meaning that may even contradict each other. But the words to the songs are sung so beautifully, so brightly, clearly and amiably, like no other band in current-day German-language indie pop. This band are the best counter-argument to the widespread notion that German is a wooden, unmusical language. The band are now touring the Germanophone world till Christmas. Also touring with his latest album these days is Berlin-based Danish musician Raz Ahara, though not with a band, but as a DJ. Here's the opener of his new album entitled Beyond and Deep Down.
I wanna be it. this every way. I'm away. So clear. So clear. No fear. It's here. And you can't walk away. It's here. To stay.
That was Beyond and Deep Down, a song off Raz Ahara's new album. Ahara, a Danish musician, was one of the first international artists to move to Berlin in the late 90s, along with the Canadians Chili Gonzalez and Peaches. These cosmopolites released their music on Kitty Yo Records, which in turn boosted the city's international reputation as a cool new pop music scene. Patrick Rasmussen, a.k.a. Raz Ahara, started out singing on electronic tracks by the likes of Abarat, Luomo and Alexander Kowalski. But over time, his music went increasingly analogue. Now he's in a duo called The Odd Orchestra with Oliver Durell of Dictaphone. After Tyrants, an ambient album that plays with silence, Ahara is back with a gently rocking, slow-mo dance sound, blending acoustic and electronic elements. Raz says his new record, Memories of Tomorrow, is the upshot of his life trajectory to date. And the title means two things to him.
Für mich bedeutet es zum einen, in einer Traumwelt zu sein.
For one thing, being in a dream world, where I'm confronted with my own dark sides. This takes the musical form of arpeggios, which can draw you into the maelstrom of the subconscious. But memories of tomorrow can also be taken to mean a view of the world outside the matrix of space and time, where we can peer into the future and look back on the past simultaneously. From this vantage point, I can look back on my life, including my musical life, say 25 years ago, for example. But I can also see the shapes of things to come, what I'll take with me from the past and infuse into my future. The track we've just heard, Deep Down and Beyond, is about the point in life where we've got everything we need or long for, and nothing's lacking. Another song on the album, People Fear the Darkness, is inspired by American black music of the 1970s. It's about social inequality, hard hearts, and the unbridgeable gaps between the social classes. It's about finding our way back to connecting with others without preconceptions, with love in our hearts. In the broader sense, it's also about the ignorance we've cultivated ourselves, our unwillingness to leave our comfort zones and engage with one another, stand up for one another, be with one another. That was Razahara elucidating the lyrics to Memories from Tomorrow. As for the music, he says it's kind of a mixtape, but we say it's like fantastical carousel music for adults. Danish-born Razahara says if he had to do it all over again, he'd move to Berlin again today, even if non-European cultures and languages and spending time in nature mean more to him now, after all these years, than they used to. Speaking of nature, our next featured artist, Pekki Moomi, longs for the sea. After moving from Berlin to Leipzig, she recorded her first album there with a Bavarian band from Ingolstadt.
Thank you.
That was a song by Peggy Mome of her debut album. For her stage name, this Turkish-born musician inverted the syllables of her first name, which is İpek. She calls her brand of music Turkish City Pop, an allusion to 1980s Japanese city pop with plenty of elegant synth sounds.
I love Japanese city pop. Zum Beispiel war die Künstlerin Akiko Yano.
The artist Akiko Yano was a big influence, for example. I just love her. Our sound isn't pure city pop, but we have a lot in common. Japanese city pop is sung very softly, and the chord progressions and synthesizers inspired us a lot too.
That was Peggy Mome and her Turkish take on Japanese city pop. She put together her debut album with her partner and producer, Dustin Braun. Dustin also uses the alias Fred Red and has worked with the Berlin R&B singer Maura. For the album, Dustin recruited a few musician friends from his hometown Ingolstadt, including the award-winning jazzman Malik Diao. Peggy's record is coming out on Mokambo Records, Björn Wagner's label. We know and esteem Wagner as the leader of the Bacau Rhythm and Steel Band, a steel drum band in Hamburg that covers classics of American hip-hop and soul. When Wagner first heard Peggy's single Götz Mevsmi, it immediately sparked his interest. Mome talks about that first tune, which really opened doors for her.
Götz Mevsimi, das ist Türkisch, heißt...
Götz Mevsimi is Turkish and means migration season. I don't know whether there's a specific term for that in German, maybe Wanderzeit, when birds migrate south. It's basically my metaphor for being away from one's native country. We're actually like birds looking for answers in different places, but the answer is the journey itself. I think you can find this idea in other songs of mine. I often miss the feel of living by the sea, but this may be just one stage of my journey. I'll probably end up living by the sea again someday.
That was Peggy Mome talking about the lyrics on her debut album, which project far into the future. In the meantime, the future outlook for her music looks mighty bright. Influential Mexican DJ Coco Maria raves about Peggy's mix of Turkish psychedelia, global disco and so-called international pop music. So does Iggy Pop, who played her song Ria on his BBC radio show. After Peggy released a single featuring her cover version of Estrelar, a classic by Brazilian bossa nova star Marcos Valle, her album has nothing but original compositions on it, in contrast to many a present-day Turkish act with Anatolian grooves. Peggy says she, quote, is worried about our exhausted world, unquote, but hopeful for the future. And she calls for solidarity from everyone, as she puts it. You don't have to speak Turkish to understand her songs, for, as Peggy's record company points out, her message is conveyed in the universal language of music. Let's zip from Leipzig back to Berlin, namely to Laura Lee and her band The Jets, who've played with the acclaimed British band Shame.
niemals an war. Wach nicht auf. Viel zu viel, ich gebe zu, ich will zu viel, zu viel.
That was Laura Lee and the Jets with the tune Zu viel off her new solo album. We know Laura Lee from the garage rock duo Gurr. She had a child 3 years ago, which changed the way she sees the world and has given her fresh inspiration, as she says. She now gives drum lessons, for one thing, which is why the new album is more rhythmic and the sound has become more psychedelic with fewer chord changes. Like the song Caterpillar on her previous album, which, with its unfamiliar neo-krautrock style, became her most streamed number by far, garnering acclaim for its terrifically trippy sound. Laura's latest album is called Tough Love Paradigm, and it's partly about motherhood.
Tough love is ja so ein bisschen...
When it comes to parenting, tough love means having to be tougher, even letting your kids bawl their hearts out sometimes. But to me, the slogan Tough Love Paradigm was something we shouldn't practice anymore in society. Not in relating to our children, that is, but in relating to others. That we should dare to take a softer approach and we don't need to show kids how tough our love is all the time. That we have to preserve our soft, sensitive side.
Gar nicht mehr nur so auf Elternschaft bezogen, sondern auf alles Mögliche, alle möglichen Beziehungen.
We asked her how come she put one song in German on the record. The title of the song in question is Zu viel, which means simply too much.
I drew inspiration from the Scottish post-punk band Life Without Buildings. They work with repetition a lot in their English lyrics. And I thought it'd be interesting to try that in German too. Zu viel, zu viel, zu viel. In other words, too much, too much, too much. I repeated the title a lot. I find it exciting when German doesn't sound all that German. When you develop the vocal line as in English, which to me is a soft language, and then sing it in German instead. That's what people said about Walnuss, a song my band Gur did in German, and about Absolut, the only song in German on my previous solo album. That they don't sound all that German, but softer and more melodic. Not as choppy as the way words often sound in German punk. It's always a challenge for me to try to make German sound cool. I work really hard on that. And definitely want to do more songs in German. I took the words to zu viel from what a friend told me about how hard dating is in Berlin these days. She said, I feel like I'm always too much, which I turned into the line, I admit I want too much from you. The frustration of being rejected and questions like, why do you want to be alone? Would you rather be with your loneliness than with me?
That was Laura Lee talking about the words to the only song in German on her new album. Let's wrap up this podcast with some electronica by Elmion Franck, alias Roximo, a French DJ and producer who commutes between Berlin and Montpellier, her hometown in the south of France. Roximo has been putting out records since 2012, ever since she arrived in Berlin, as a matter of fact. Mostly maxi singles for DJs. She's big in clubland. Her new album, her third to date, is called Juggling Dualities. Her musical style on this album juggles ambient music with Detroit techno, minimal, and electronic. Roxy Moore has a rough patch behind her. Emotionally uprooted, she isolated herself and went off social media whilst suffering from writer's block. Well, now she's back on the renowned Berlin label K7. The music you're hearing in the background is a marvellous track of hers called Moodified, one of this year's electronic masterpieces, if you ask us. Roxy Moore told us about her Berlin phase. She lived there for over a decade, and about her new, mellower album.
I really like when I moved to Berlin, I was living in Paris before that, and I really like the creative freedom I could find in that place. In Paris, a little bit more complicated to navigate different circles, different artistic circles. And in Berlin at that time, and I guess it's still the same, I can't really tell anymore, but at that time it was really very much more open city and very easy to navigate different artistic circles. And I felt really welcome there, but different my peers. But now Berlin has changed quite a lot in a good way. It's a little bit much more metropolitan, I will say, in some level. So this got a bit better. The concept behind the new album, my last album, is I wanted to do a more like a new age album. That was the main idea, or the frame I work within and without in. And so yes, it's not really new age music anymore, but that was the main idea. But it's definitely much more mellow than my previous album or previous work so far. So that's the main idea behind the main concept. And that's why, as well, juggling dualities is also kind of a connection to that concept. And some of the title or different track titles as well is like a kind of a connection to the, I will say, new age culture, wellness culture / wellness culture, the corny side of the spirituality culture, I will say, but wellness culture. So that's juggling dualities is like I will say a reference to that. Well, I don't know what is the musical difference between the new and older records of mine. I guess there's much more maturity, I hope. Yes, definitely maturity. I think my song signature is still there. Yeah, mostly maturity. Well, thank you for saying their favorite tracks are Moodified, Loss and Attraction, and Embracing the Unknown, and saying that Moodified is a masterpiece. I really appreciate. Thank you very much for saying that. But the only thing I could say is the vocal sample that you can hear at the beginning of Loss and Attraction. It's a sample from Shunryu Suzuki, which is a Zen monk and teacher, and who spread the Zen Buddhism in the United States. And he wrote a lot of teachings, and he shared his teaching through a lot of different books. So this is the reference, the sample, the original of the sample. When I came across this interview, you can find on YouTube, I was like, oh, that's great. Like, it was interesting too, because Buddhism is something I'm kind of a bit interested in. And it was interesting to find some Buddhist master or a teacher to talk about music or sound. So yes, I used that sample. I think it was a great fit for the record.
After her mental health problems, Roxy Moore is back in her native Montpellier. She finds Buddhist-inspired ambient sounds supremely soothing. So let's wind down with the closing track of her new album. It's called Lows and Attractions and features a spoken word sample of a Buddhist monk. So much for the 201st edition of the Popcast, a Goethe Institute and Zündfunk Bayern 2 co-production. This is Dilating Dave Creedon, signing off on the English version of Ralf Sommer's Popcast. Rolf himself recommends listeners wind down this autumn with the various lows and attractions on Roxy Moore's latest oeuvre. Angie Portman will be back in November.
So, if your hip drum, the sound is you make is, sound of your own subjective practice. And it is also the sound which encourages, all of us. So, sound is subjective and objective. Buddhists understand everything, every noise as a sound which we make. You may say, the bird is singing there, over there. But we think, bird. When we hear the bird, bird is me, already. Actually, I am not listening to bird. Bird is here, in my mind already. And I am singing with bird. PPP.